Lachlan Murdoch and James Packer have been busy over the Christmas New Year period, working up a deal that brings the two media heirs back together, this time in a $3.3 billion takeover of Consolidated Media Holdings, one of Australia's largest media companies. Analysts say privatising the share market-listed CMH makes good business sense. Mr. Packer already owns 38% of the company. The deal allows Lachlan Murdoch to re-enter the media business, this time without his father or News Corporation behind him. It's an extraordinary twist in the tale of the Packer-Murdoch dynasties, and it may well reshape the future direction of the media sector in Australia. Michael Edwards has this report.
When you read a newspaper or watch television in Australia, the chances are at one stage that media outlet was owned by either the Packer or Murdoch families. The rivalry between the two families has defined much of the Australian media landscape. So the announcement of a joint bid by Lachlan Murdoch and James Packer to buy Consolidated Media Holdings is being viewed as a turning point in Australian business history, of which shareholder activist Stephen Mayne is a keen student.
So they've been competing in television, newspapers, magazines, pay television, the internet for years. They've had the odd dalliance together in things like OneTel and eventually a peace deal in Foxtel, and they own half of Fox Sports each. But usually they are fierce competitors, so that's what makes this deal so unusual.
It's a deal worth $3.3 billion, the offer for each CMH share totalling $4.80. The company has minority investments in Foxtel, Fox Sports and PBL Media. It also owns 27% of the employment website Seek, whose share price rose yesterday. Mark McDonnell is an analyst at BBY.
We have seen these two gentlemen work together before, and of course their families have had a long history of business alliances, and indeed some of the underlying assets in Consolidated Media, like Foxtel and Fox Sports, are already really in the form of ventures between what we loosely call the Murdoch and Packer interests.
When Mark McDonnell says James Packer and Lachlan Murdoch have worked together before, he's referring to their involvement in the collapsed telecommunications company OneTel. Stephen Mayne says the memory of this could be driving the deal.
James Packer felt sorry for the fact that News Corporation lost half $1 billion in OneTel, and he apologised and cried in the kitchen, quite famously, in apologising to Lachlan Murdoch about that loss. So there's the possibility there's a little bit of make-up in this deal.
Mark McDonnell says the OneTel references will be made, but they're not necessarily appropriate.
The circumstances here, I think, are quite different. Firstly, it's not an independent business run by others where they are non-executive directors. This is a case where the underlying assets and businesses are well known, well understood, and have been long-term part of the Packer family interests.
Lachlan Murdoch says he's in a good position to develop CMH's assets, and he's expected to take up the role of executive chairman. The eldest son in the Murdoch family quit News Corporation several years ago, although he remains on its board. Stephen Mayne says he wants to know who's paying for this latest venture.
The big question is whether Rupert has given him some money, or whether any of the other Murdoch children have given him some cash, or whether he's got the support of an outside private equity firm, or whether indeed James Packer is helping Lachlan Murdoch fund this deal.
To experts, the deal represents Lachlan Murdoch's return from the media wilderness and one step further away for the Packers from their traditional businesses.
I think Kerry Packer would be disappointed at the way that James Packer has turned his back on a media empire that spanned generations. And then I think finally selling out to a member of the Murdoch family would be equally disturbing. And I think that Rupert Murdoch would be proud of his son forging his own way in the media.
Shareholder activist Stephen Mayne ending Michael Edwards' report.